I've done something that I love to do this morning, and that's leave my notes where they are and just speak to you from the heart. I want you to hold an image symbolically for a moment, and that's the chasuble that I'm wearing. It has on the front of it wheat, whales, I take it, or dolphins on the back. It's full of many crosses. So just hold that image. I'm going to come back to it in a moment. But I want to begin by saying thank you for being here. Thank you for allowing me to be here. Thank you to the wardens and the stewardship team. Lorraine Gates first approached me, and we go way back, so it was really exciting to be invited. Karen and I go way back, and it's exciting to be working with you, Karen. And I've met so many good folks already, and I've already experienced some of the example of who you are in this diocesan and regional community. And I'm honored to be here and give thanks to Alistair as he's on sabbatical that I'm able to step into this pulpit for a short time, in this space for a short time. St. John's is a special parish. It's a special sacred space, a special sacred place. You are special sacred people. And you've got a long history around us. And I want to bring to you just a very short and unscientific survey that I've done in the last few weeks since I knew that I was coming here. I've said to people, when I say St. John the Divine Quadrastreet, what comes to mind? So those of us that are peripherally your partners in ministry, I happen to come from Central Saanich, St. Mary's, and St. Stephen's, so a lot of the questions were asked there. But let me just share a few things, and I hope I don't offend anyone because it's mostly positive. But one thing, I'll get it out of the way up top, is that a lot of folks just think, oh, it's one of those big downtown churches. It's on Quadra Street. It's just down the road from the cathedral, and they're big and they're huge, and they must have all kinds of money, and they have all kinds of people and all kinds of wonderful things. Well, some of that is true, but I'm sure. And I didn't research your finances before I came here, but I do know your treasurer well, and I understand there's a series of videos coming out that you'll be seeing shortly that says it's serious but not fatal, I believe is the title. So let's take that basis as a life-giving message that's going to help to uplift you. So that's one thing. There's this perception, and I happen to know that the big downtown churches are made up of ordinary folks like you that show up Sunday to Sunday to Sunday for years and years and years and support the ministry of this place. John, I don't know if you're still online, Marin and I had the honor of going once to Trinity Church on Wall Street in New York, and you know what, even though it's on one of the richest neighborhoods in the world, and et cetera, when you sit down in that congregation, you're sitting amongst ordinary people of the church. And that's what I give thanks to God for, is each of you. And I give thanks to God that you've supported this parish over the years and that you continue to support it. So what else did I learn about this place? I heard people say, well, they have excellent preachers, great preaching there. That was hardly intimidating to me coming here to preach to you this morning. But it's quite true. We've heard Alistair preach, we've heard Stephanie, we've heard John, we've heard others before them, and you've always held a reputation of good preaching. You've got a reputation of being liturgically and theologically on the edge. You take risk where some of us in the outlying areas aren't quite ready yet. Sometimes you lead the way. You show us what's possible. You open gates for us. You give us permission to try something because you've tried it before us. Another reputation is for fine music. And David and the choir, thank you. It's been wonderful to be with you this morning. A long time since I've been with a fully formed choir. So thank you for your gift of music and for offering it to the congregation and the people. Another reputation is great ministry with children and young people. And Ruth and I also have known each other for a long time. We once did a wee trip to Prince Edward Island together with a group for a clay conference, and it was wonderful. And so I know the leadership you have here, and I know the sincerity and passion that Ruth puts into that, and I give thanks for young people in your midst. So these are some of the things that you're known for, and you're known also as a teaching parish. So many people have come through here to be ordained, they've come through here to be be equipped and trained for ministry by your rector and by all of you. You have to remember that when a person comes to be raised up for ministry, yes, it's the ordained priests around them that are helping, but it's also each of you. You each have something to offer in that process, and you've done it, and you've done it so well, and it's just wonderful. And Stephanie is just one of the latest examples of that, and she's out at St. Mary's and St. Stephen's today, and I'm sure they're going to fall in love with her, and you'll have to make sure to hang on to her, because I know how my parish thinks, and they're going to really enjoy Stephanie. So I want to say a bit about stewardship. And for me, the only way I can talk about stewardship is I have to tell you that I would never ask you to do something that I haven't done myself. I navigated your website, I found a place I could donate, Canada Helps, I think it was, and after a few buttons and a few things, I was able to donate a wee gift to this parish coming here before I preached, because I need to practice what I preach in my life or I don't feel authentic. So it was an honor to do that, and your website is well designed, and there's another gift that someone has offered. So as we think about what it means to be a special parish, if you will, and we're all special people, by the way. God chooses each of us. God loves you. He loves me. He loves us. He loves the people we minister to. So again, no mistake that you're here. No mistake that you're hearing this particular message today. Paul, in the reading the epistle, which if you're a lectionary follower, you'll know is out of sequence. It wasn't the normative epistle for today, but I chose it for its link to stewardship. And it links to something I experienced just a little while ago. I was driving down West Saanich Road, and I saw a sign at another church, not our denomination, a different brand of church. And it said, "Why are we here?" on their readograph sign. So why are we here? That caused me to reflect in two ways. The first was you know, why are we here in this world? Why did God create us? Why, for what are we created? Why is it so awesome? We live in this beautiful part of the world. We live, on that particular moment, I was out in West Saanich Road there, and it's just so gorgeous. And what a gift to live in that place, in this beautiful community. I actually live in View Royal, but minister in that place for me. But what happened then is I went to the next question, which is, why are we here at any particular moment in time, any particular space? But I'm going to say to you this morning, to ask you, challenge you to reflect on why it is you're here in this very place this morning. I have a theory. My theory is that we're here for a couple reasons. One is to develop our own personal salvation and continue to commune with God and to worship with God. But primarily, whether we know it or not, I would say primarily we're here for others. It may be that you're here, your very presence here this morning could be inspiring the person beside you or behind you or ahead of you that, yes, coming to church is important. It's part of my expression of faith. Some folks now love to worship down by the water or up on the mountain or on a golf course, and that's great. I don't knock those people. I just say that as Christian community gathered, there's something special. There's something about the people we gather with that adds so much to what we're doing. So we're here for each other. We're here for others who may be out in the community. So we're here for the people inside the walls, people outside the walls. So what about stewardship? I said earlier I would tell you a little bit about my own personal story. I went to a beautiful church as a layperson called St. James Nanaimo. It's now a Nazarene church in that location on 2150 Departure Bay Road in Nanaimo. But when I first appeared there, I was not ordained, and I was just really exploring faith in a big way. I had a lot of needs in my life. It wasn't the best time in my life. It was difficult times, actually. And I entered the church, and I started to show up. That was the first thing I could figure out how to do well, was to actually show up. And the parish priest at the time said to me, there's a program starting in the fall called Alpha. You may want to go to that. So I did. I signed up for this program, and if you're familiar with it, it's a 12-week basic course in Christianity. And you go and you begin with a meal, and then you watch a video, Nikki Gumbel from Holy Trinity Brompton in London, and then you watch it. After watching the video, you gather in small group. But a lot of it's centered on the meal. The fellowship that takes place around that initial meal is important. Well, what happened for me is I enjoyed the meals, and I enjoyed them so much that people noticed that and they gave me leftovers. So, not sure why me. That's a question we can ponder on. But I worked at the time, I was general manager of a motorcycle store. We had about 14 employees. That's my former career. And I would take these leftovers to lunch the next day, and I would sit in the lunchroom with a group of motorcycle mechanics, these parts people, these guys and women, who really didn't know much about the church. None of them were overtly faith-connected that I could figure out anyway. And I would tell them stories about this wonderful church that I had found, and that I had all this food, and here, have some, you know, it's wonderful, and these people prepare it, and they're just amazing people, and it's great. So I was experiencing that gift of hospitality. Well, I'm a slow learner. It took me about a month of attending to notice that there was a basket at the end of the table, and that most people were putting $10 bills in the basket. Well, I was what I call a consumer of everything the church had to offer. I consumed sermons, I consumed the word, I consumed the work of other people, and I consumed food prepared by the wonderful people that did this work, and knew nothing about paying. Well, finally, the penny dropped, and it wasn't the best of times financially for me, but I started to put the $10 bills in week to week. Then I thought it through and thought, wait a minute, I took this for free for quite a while. I ought to put a $20 bill in. And you know, there was a joy to do that, because I thought then I could play it forward and I could think that, well, there's somebody else like me that really needs this time and doesn't know that they should even pay, right? And so it was a gift for me from God, I believe, teaching me about what it means to be the church, what it means to be part of the church, both in gifts and in finances. I went on to become a parish council member, further went on to become a church warden. Blanche Gates, who is Lorraine's mother-in-law, Andrew Gates' mother, still thriving at 101, is it, Lorraine? 104. She was a warden with me, and she taught me so much about stewardship. We had a $20,000 deficit, and that was horrible. And the rector had announced his retirement, and we were absolutely determined to clear that up before his time was finished. And boy, I'll tell you, we talked to every parishioner, we knocked on every door, we talked to everybody coming through the door, we did everything we could. And we had no training in stewardship, we just did our best. But I want to talk to you about another component of stewardship, and because I've mentioned Blanche's name, the symbolic piece I asked you to think about, this chasuble and this stole, were made by Blanche. When I was ordained, it was a gift from the parish, really, but Blanche made it on a computerized sewing machine, and it's a gift that she certainly has and exercised often. And I think of Blanche when I put this on every Sunday, and I think of Blanche, I think of stewardship as well, because we were so intertwined in stewardship, and we probably made all the mistakes that people, all the things people don't like about stewardship, we probably did, but we did it from the heart, and we asked, and we were earnest, and we were persistent, and like the widow in the gospel, we just kept putting it forward. We just kept putting out there the needs of the church to continue. So that gift of Blanche's time and talent, and you often hear stewardship is linked. It's not only about money. And I love Joan's message. Really well done. I could have sat down after that and let that be the message of the day. But actually, I think it's important. And you see, in the reading that I inserted from 1 Corinthians, another special church, a church that Paul was talking to, a church in Corinth, a church that was special for a variety of reasons. There was lots of gifts in that church, lots of different gifts. You heard about them, praying in tongues, interpretation of tongues. I promise you, I'm not here to teach you about that today. Alistair would have to kill me. if I did that. I'm here to tell you that that epistle, that message about those, that variety of gifts, one God and all these gifts, that you all have those gifts. Every one of you, in one way or another, has the gift of presence, the gift of being here, and then whatever else your gift during the week is. Your parish, I should have said earlier, when we think about your parish, social justice, advocacy for the marginalized, and I look out here at these shelves, and I know they're new to this space, and I know that your parish has a long reputation of serving the hungry. So one more thing that this parish is about, one more gift that any of you might bring, one more opportunity to serve. So many people serving here too, it's just incredible. It warms my heart to see an active parish church like this. So stewardship at its best is exercising these gifts of God. God has given each of us a gift. We exercise it with joy. Some of us have a gift of financial success and management of money. And if you have that and you're able to share it with the church, that's an amazing thing, and that's a great gift. And you can do it quietly. You can do it. We give thanks and praise and try to acknowledge when people are generous to the church. Sometimes we don't know. So whether we know or not, we give thanks to you for your giving to this church. And I think that as you ponder that, I know that at our parish out in Central Saanich, there's a little, I guess it's semi-official undertaking that we look to increase our giving 10% each year. Well, I'm in my fifth year. Do the math. Every year you increase by 10% and it adds up. But what I'm saying to you is let it be a joyful thing. Maybe it's a little friendly banter back and forth with your friends. You know, I've done my 10%. How are you making out? I also like to give to the church in what I call sort of fun ways. Every once in a while, I write a small check. I don't have a lot of money. I'm a parish priest. You know my salary. You can look it up. I give a little bit to churches out and about, some church that I used to belong to, or some church that I served at, or a church that I visit on a particular Sunday because we're doing a diocesan event or something. I'll send a wee check just to say that I can support that church. When there was a mass shooting in the U.S. at a Baptist church where people were gathered in a prayer group or a Bible study group, I sent a little donation off to that church because I thought, wow, what do they do after this happens, after the news headlines are gone? And so have fun with your stewardship. Be creative. Wonder to yourself who out there, what organization might need your money. And I'm talking beyond the church here even. And yet, as you do that, know that this is your home base. Everything you do should start here. And the gifts that we offer should start here. And you know, in a short time, we're going to take bread, right? And I want to say to you that as we take that bread, we give the body of Christ to each other, the blood of Christ to each other. We are, in fact, the body of Christ, each with different gifts. So as you're given the body of Christ, you are the body of Christ, you become strengthened in the body of Christ, and you therefore can take the body of Christ beyond these doors. And it's such a hope-filled and life-giving moment, and absolutely not fatal. I believe the church is going to be here for hundreds of years to come, but it's going to depend on ordinary folks like you and me to make it be so. So that in 100 years they can look back, in 10 years they can look back and say, those faithful people of St. John the Divine, Quadra Street, in October of 2022, they were the ones that kept us going. So to you, to your parish, to your treasury team, your stewardship team, I give thanks and I pray for your success and your willingness to be open and to talk about things such as money. Jesus is no stranger to these topics. Thank you, and God bless you.